Macintosh Folklore Radio, written by Andy Hertzfeld and Company, and read by Derek Warren. I Still Remember Regions, by Andy Hertzfeld, April 1982. The single most significant component of the original Macintosh technology was QuickDraw, which Bill Atkinson had written for the Lisa. QuickDraw pushed pixels around the frame buffer at blinding speeds to create Apple's celebrated user interfaces. It also provided the primitives for the accelerated drawing of text and graphics into overlapping windows that could partially obscure one another. Programmers and applications could just draw into each window without worrying if any given window was obstructed by another. With a little help from the window manager, QuickDraw would take care of the clipping to make sure pixels stayed inside each of their windows. Overlapping windows can form complex shapes, especially if their corners are rounded. The key data structure in QuickDraw was called a region, which concisely described an area of the screen. QuickDraw allowed the programmer to define regions by using the built-in drawing primitives and to perform different operations with them like union and intersection. Most importantly, all of the QuickDraw drawing primitives clipped to the intersection of three different regions to allow drawing into obscured windows. We considered QuickDraw's speed and deftness at region handling to be the most significant crown jewel in Apple's entire arsenal. During the spring of 1982, Bill's brilliant work was still evolving. He had recently sped up region operations by a factor of more than four. The concept of pictures, a set of drawing operations grouped together for easy playback, had just been added to the package but hadn't yet stabilized. The Lisa applications were beginning to come together, and Bill was changing QuickDraw in response to what the Lisa team needed. One morning, we were shocked to hear that Bill had gotten into a terrible car accident on his way to work. He had turned a corner, not realizing there was a parked truck around the bend, and slammed his Corvette into the truck, shearing off the roof of the Corvette. Bill was knocked unconscious and was pretty banged up, although he was still in one piece. One of the police officers who surveyed the wrecked Corvette commented that it was a miracle that Bill wasn't decapitated. This was a little more than a year after Woz's plane crash, and it brought back memories of the event. When Steve Jobs heard about the accident, he immediately jumped into his car and drove to the hospital where they had taken Bill. Bill had only just regained consciousness by the time Steve arrived. He had sustained a head injury and lost some blood, but luckily there were no major problems. Steve entered the hospital room and was relieved to see that Bill was conscious again. "Is everything okay?" Steve asked. "We were pretty worried about you." Bill turned his head and looked at Steve. "Don't worry, Steve. I still remember regions." Note from Larry Tesler on folklore.org. I must add a few details to Andy's story of Bill's accident. The truck Bill hit straddled a road near his home that he drove on every day. There had never before been a vehicle at that location. He didn't see it soon enough to stop, but he rolled his upper body onto the passenger seat and thus avoided decapitation. The Corvette emerged from the other side of the truck and proceeded down the road on its own. After a block or so, it crossed a major boulevard and came to rest on the other side. Bill regained consciousness just long enough to tell the police officer, "Call Larry Tesler and tell him I'll be late for the meeting." He then passed out and forgot the conversation. But I did get the call.